Well, now it's time to welcome back Carl Merry with another Essex tale. So how's your week been, Carl?
Oh, pretty good. I've done a little storytelling in Norwich and of Welsh tales.
Bit
of anecdotes from my youth, followed by stories inspired by those anecdotes.
Now, I think you've got a love story for this week, haven't you?
It's an unusual love story. Kitty Canham.
Right. Off you go.
It was a dark evening on the River Colne. And the customs men were watching a ship sail up the Colne. They were uncertain as to what sort of ship it was. And they were fairly certain that there was contraband on board, that it was a smuggler's ship, for it was piled with boxes of different sizes, such a large number of boxes, it made them very suspicious indeed. And so they boarded the ship. And they spoke to a pale young man who stood in the prow of the ship. He was finely dressed. He said his name was Mr. Williams, and that he was sailing from Vienna. But there was something not quite right, the chief customs officer felt. He could not believe his story, and while he was interviewing Mr. Williams, the younger members, the junior members of the customs officer, were opening boxes and finding fine dresses, jewels, petticoats, tumbling from boxes, one after another. Fed up of opening boxes, one man made to thrust his bayonet into one of the largest, longest boxes. And it was at that point that Mr. Williams called, "Stop! No! Don't do that!" There was such a horror in his voice that the customsman stopped completely. No bayonet was thrust into the long box. And the customsman gathered round and gently, carefully prized the lid off that box, which contained a fine oak coffin. And when they took the lid off the coffin, inside was the embalmed body of a beautiful young woman, who Mr. Williams said was his wife. "I am taking her," he said, "to be buried at Thorpe Le Soken." Well, the customs officer thought he had a murder on his hands, so he locked the man up that night. And he sent the coffin to rest open in St. Leonard's Church overnight. He was determined to get to the bottom of this. And the next morning, at St. Leonard's Church, an elderly couple came in and they looked into the open coffin. And the old woman said, "Why, that's our vicar's wife." And then the full story was told. Mr. Williams was brought from the prison and told the story. He was actually Lord Dalmeny, second son of the Earl of Fife. He said he had met a beautiful girl at a party in London and had married her before leaving on a 4-year tour of Europe. It was when they were at Verona, she'd fallen ill with consumption, and she had grown worse and worse. And only on her deathbed, as she admitted to being Catherine Canham, wife of the Reverend Gough of Thorpe Le Soken in Essex. And her last wish was to be buried in the churchyard at Thorpe Le Soken. It seemed too bizarre to be true. And so the vicar, Mr. Gough, her husband, was sent for. And when he turned up and he saw his wife in the coffin, he confirmed Lord Dalmeny's story. And he was so angry with the young man that he was ready to run him through with his sword. But seeing the tears in Lord Dalmeny's eyes, he relented. And both men hugged each other, both loving the dead Kitty Canham. A magnificent funeral was arranged, and both husbands followed Kitty Canham's coffin up the aisle of the church to her final resting place. As far as we know, the only time in the history of England that two husbands have followed a coffin down the aisle. And neither man married again. Lord Dalmeny died just 2 years later, some say of a broken heart, that he never recovered from the death of his wife. However, the vicar survived for a further 22 years after the death of his wayward wife.
Well, no, more fascinating stuff there, Carl. I don't know where you're digging all these up from, but it's another
true story.
Stuff. Another true story. That's incredible.
I can tell you a little more on that. The strange thing is, the John Williams, who discovered the story and who tells it as well,
yes,
had a knock on her door, having told this story somewhere, had a knock on her door a few weeks later from a local historian who said, I heard your story and I looked into it. And do you know the chief customs officer who boarded that boat used to live in your house?
Good grief. It's unbelievable.
That is a fact.
Well, thanks again. So what is it you've got for us next week?
Very short story next week. Going to Brightlingsea. A philosophical story, indeed, but very short.
Right, we'll look forward to that. Thanks very much indeed again, Carl.